Hello, fellow foodies. This is Dr. Cassandra Quave, and you're listening to the Foodie Pharmacology Podcast. I'm an unabashed lover of the natural world, and the secrets of nature just fascinate me. I'm especially interested in foods from nature that meander across the lines of food and medicine, in what scientists call the food-medicine continuum. You may have heard the saying that you are what you eat, and in some ways, that's actually absolutely true. Our bodies benefit or suffer based on the ingredients that we consume, and finding the right balance of health-promoting foods in the diet is essential to overall health and well-being. I hope that you enjoy this foray into yet another one of these super spice ingredients. In our eighth episode on the show, we're going to investigate a powerful herb that can give your food a colorful health kick. Now, I have a question for you. What is your favorite spice ingredient for coloring your food yellow? Some of you may immediately jump to the most precious and expensive of spices. That would be saffron. But there is yet another colorant spice that yields a gorgeous golden tone to foods. And I'm super excited about this ingredient. I wasn't really familiar with it in my childhood, but I've learned to love it over the past 15 years. This spice is a relative of ginger and is an essential element of Indian and Asian cuisine. When you snap its rhizomes of the plant in half, you're going to see this beautiful, brilliant orange color emanating from the flesh. The colorant properties of this plant have been used across applications for everything from cosmetics and skincare to food coloration and even for dyeing plant fibers and clothing. In the kitchen, it's used to provide a beautiful golden hue to rice dishes, or it's also used as an essential ingredient in the complex spice blends of different types of curry. From the perspective of medicine, chemists have been chasing the chemical mysteries of this plant to transform it from a food into a pharmaceutical, but they have failed due to problems with the bioavailability or distribution of some of its key compounds in the body. This health-boosting species still has some interesting secrets to explore. Do you know which herb I'm talking about? If you guessed turmeric, you'd be right. Turmeric is known as the golden spice, and its use in Vedic culture in India dates back several thousand years. It has a broad impact on numerous chronic diseases, from cancer to neurologic disease, and has been the subject of intensive scientific study. Its most useful form, though, may be as a food rather than a single compound pill. Turmeric has an incredibly rich history going back millennia in Asia, both as a dye and as an ingredient in traditional medicine. It has played a key role in several long-standing forms of traditional medicine in Asia, including Ayurveda, Yunani, Siddha medicine, and traditional Chinese medicine. In these traditions, turmeric has been used to treat a variety of medical conditions, including breathing problems, rheumatism, serious pains, and fatigue. Regarding its culinary uses, turmeric is a key ingredient in many Asian dishes, conferring not only its beautiful yellow color to the dish, but also imparting an earthy and slightly bitter or even a pungent kind of flavor to the food. It is used both in savory and sweet dishes, including some that mix the turmeric with rice flour and coconut flakes. It is a prominent ingredient in curries and other spice blends used in cooking in the specialized cuisines of places ranging from India to Iran, Cambodia, Indonesia, Morocco, Vietnam, and beyond. Besides its food uses, it is even used in some marriage ceremonies. Take, for example, the Haldi ceremony in India, where people shower turmeric powder all over each other, coloring the entire crowd a bright golden yellow. Turmeric was introduced in China before the 7th century and to Africa in the 13th century. It was also listed as a coloring agent in the writings of Marco Polo regarding his 13th century journey to China and India. In Ayurvedic medicine, turmeric has been well documented for its myriad uses in the treatment of respiratory conditions like asthma and allergies, also as a liver protectant, and for the management of arthritic pain and rheumatism. Its uses continue on. It's also been applied for sprains and injuries, for the treatment of diabetic wounds, and for cough and even sinus infections. In traditional Chinese medicine, it was used to treat abdominal pains. In some turmeric preparations, it is mixed with milk and drunk to treat intestinal ailments, colds, and sore throats. In Western complementary medicine practices, turmeric rhizomes are dried and made into capsules, tablets, teas, or even extracts. And these ingredients are used as dietary supplements for the treatment of inflammation, arthritis, stomach ailments, skin ailments, liver problems, and gallbladder problems. Turmeric powder has also been made into a paste for the treatment of skin conditions. Turmeric continues to be used not only as a medicine, but also as a beauty care agent, a spice, religious herb, and a coloring agent. And it is widely used as a culinary enhancement to enrich foods with its vivid color and flavor. In the West, it is also used in mustard and to give color to milk products like cheeses and butter. The fresh rhizomes are used to make medicinal juices to heal skin infections, wounds, sprains, and other kinds of inflammation. And the powder made from these rhizomes is often mixed with plant oils to enhance and soften the skin. I love working with plants both inside and outside of the laboratory, and one of my favorite hobbies is making herbal beauty care products to use for myself or to share with friends and family. And turmeric is an amazing ingredient for skincare, whether you're dealing with some splotchy skin spots or an acne flare-up or general irritation. There are a lot of different ways that turmeric powder can be used in skin formulas. Some people mix it with milk, coconut oil, and honey to smear onto the skin, which is great for a short shelf life product that you'll use right away. Others mix the powder with dry clays like French green clay or bentonite clay that can be used by simply mixing it with water and then applying it to the face, where it's left on until dried and then gently removed with a washcloth and some warm water. But one of my favorite techniques is to make a semi-solid skin balm that can be stored in a little jar and is available at the ready in my bathroom sink area whenever I need it for my skincare routine. And this is how I make it. I mix turmeric powder with olive oil or coconut oil, or maybe a mix of the two, on a double boiler. And so this is a gentle heat that we're using, just enough to get that coconut oil to melt. And then I add some beeswax pastilles such that when it finally cools, the balm is at a state of being semi-hard, but it also will melt on contact with body heat. I've personally found this simple turmeric skin balm to be really effective as a great spot treatment for acne or redness in the face. Note, though, that it does stain your skin a bright orange color, and if you go to bed with this on, be sure to lay your head down on an old towel or you will permanently stain your sheets. The scientific name of turmeric is Curcuma longa, and it is a member of the Zingiberaceae family and the Zingiberales order. This rhizomatous perennial herb is native to Southeast Asia and the Indian subcontinent, and it requires a substantial amount of rainfall to really thrive. When the plants are gathered, the rhizomes are collected, and again, a rhizome is the underground root part tissue of the plant. Some of these rhizomes are used for consumption, whereas the others are saved back to be replanted to propagate the next crop. The turmeric plant itself can grow up to around 3 feet tall, and one of the distinguishing characteristics of the plant is, of course, its bright orange rhizomes, which branch out under the ground and are highly aromatic. When it's not used in its fresh form, turmeric is commonly prepared as a dry powder that can keep for longer periods of time than a fresh rhizome can. To prepare the powder, the rhizomes are first boiled for 30 to 45 minutes and then dried under the sun or in hot ovens, where they are then ground into a fine powder for use as a dry spice or a colorant. The final moisture content should be around 8 to 10%. Today, turmeric is widely cultivated in the tropics and goes by many different names in different cultures and countries. India produces most of the world's turmeric crop and consumes almost 80% of it. The dried turmeric powder is composed of a mixture of carbohydrates, proteins, minerals, fats, and essential oils. Curcuminoids, or the compounds widely recognized as being responsible for the pharmacological activity of turmeric, make up somewhere between 1 to 6% of the powder, depending on the plant's growing conditions and processing. The biomedical literature abounds with studies on the biological activity of turmeric, with nearly 5,000 scientific papers published on this topic to date. There are 9,000 papers published just on curcumin, one of those bioactive compounds found in the plant, alone. Over 100 different clinical trials have also been completed using curcumin, which clearly show its safety, tolerability, and effectiveness against a variety of chronic diseases seen in humans. It can be quite daunting to sort through all of this literature, but here are a few key findings that are specific to the curcuminoids, like curcumin, which are found in the turmeric rhizomes. Okay, curcumin, or diferyloyl methane, as it's also known, is the primary constituent and is responsible for the vibrant yellow color in the rhizome. And it's hard to believe it, but this compound was actually isolated more than 200 years ago by two German chemists in the year 1815. Other curcuminoids include dimethoxycurcumin and bisdimethoxycurcumin. Turmeric is also rich in volatile oils that are laden with D-alpha phenylandrine, D-sabinine, cinnol, borneol, zingiberine, and a mixture of other sesquiterpenes, including curcumin, curcuminol, and others. So preliminary studies have demonstrated that the curcuminoids may control knee pain due to osteoarthritis just as well as ibuprofen can. Turmeric may also reduce the number of heart attacks that bypass patients have following surgery and can reduce the skin irritation that results from radiation treatments for breast cancer. A systematic review and meta-analysis of randomized clinical trials also provided scientific evidence in support of turmeric's efficacy in the treatment of arthritis, using a daily dose of extracts containing about 1,000 milligrams per day. The anti-arthritic effects of turmeric include inhibition of joint inflammation and periarticular joint destruction. On its own, lab studies on curcumin have demonstrated a wide array of properties such as antifungal activity, antiviral, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and anti-cancer activities. At the molecular level, curcumin has also been shown to exhibit anti-inflammatory activities through the suppression of signaling pathways such as NF-kappa-B, STAT3, NRF2, ROS, and COX-2 cell signaling pathways. These pathways are relevant to a huge number of chronic inflammatory diseases, and this includes cancers, obesity and metabolic disease, diabetes, cardiovascular, pulmonary, autoimmune, and neurological diseases. According to the Centers for Disease Control, or the CDC, chronic diseases are defined broadly as conditions that last 1 year or more and require ongoing medical attention or limit activities of daily living, or both. This includes diseases like heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, which are also the leading causes of death and disability in the United States. These are also the leading drivers of the nation's $3.3 trillion spent in annual healthcare costs. The diet plays a huge role in this, with diets low in fruit and veggies and high in salt and saturated fats being a major driver of chronic disease, along with other risk behaviors like tobacco use, lack of physical activity, and excessive alcohol consumption. What this means is that you can change your diet or take health-promoting nutritional supplements, but If you don't also address the other underlying drivers of chronic disease, like exercise, tobacco use, and overuse of alcohol, the disease will persist, and drinking all the healthy turmeric-laden teas that you want every day alone cannot fix the problem. So, keeping that in mind, here's another recipe that I love to make when I'm feeling under the weather or when I just want another healthy pick-me-up. This one is known as golden milk, and you can find a bunch of different recipes for this online. But this is my preferred recipe. I take 1 inch of a fresh turmeric rhizome and thinly chop it up. Or you can use around half a teaspoon to a teaspoon of dried turmeric. I prefer using the fresh turmeric because I know that I'm then capturing the full spectrum of all that volatile aromatic chemistry that you find in the plant itself. I also take a half inch of fresh ginger rhizome and thinly slice that and throw it into the mix as well. And again, the powder can be used if you don't have any fresh ginger on hand. Then I put the ginger, turmeric, a tablespoon of honey, a cinnamon stick, half a teaspoon of whole black peppercorns, 4 cardamom pods, and a cup of coconut milk, and a tablespoon of coconut oil, all into a pot to boil. And I let it simmer then for about 10 to 15 minutes. Once it's done simmering, I simply strain out the chunks of plant and serve the drink warm with a sprinkle of cinnamon and nutmeg on top. You can also mix it up by making this into more of a caffeinated chai by simply adding some black tea leaves to the pot during this simmering process. Now that is one healthy golden brew. Okay, let's get back to the pharmacology. Despite tremendous hope and efforts by the scientific community to create a miracle drug out of curcumin, this has not yet happened. This is because curcumin has its therapeutic limitations, as it is not very soluble in water, it is poorly absorbed in the body, and it exhibits poor bioavailability. Once consumed, curcumin alone does not enter into the bloodstream well for systemic distribution to the rest of your body's tissues. This is a problem because it suggests that curcumin cannot function as a systemic drug to reach and treat inflammatory disease targets that affect many parts of the body. Instead, most of the curcumin compound eaten is expelled directly from the gut with the feces. On the other hand, though, studies on the culinary use of turmeric in combination with another spice that we've already discussed on the show, black pepper, have shown that in the presence of the black pepper compound piperine, enhanced bioavailability of curcumin does occur. In fact, one study in healthy human volunteers showed that combining curcumin with piperine increased curcumin's bioavailability by 2,000% without causing any adverse effects. This may be a case of food really being the medicine, as the single compound studies with curcumin continue to face challenges. But as with many things in nature, the chemical complexity and resulting synergistic interactions between different compounds that could even come from different plants may have, at the end of the day, the greatest overall pharmacological effect. There is a famous saying that is attributed to the Hippocratic school of thought. It is, "Let thy food be thy medicine." And there is really no plant quite like turmeric where this so holds true. I love using turmeric in my cooking. I'm not always super precise in the kitchen. I like to leave those detailed measurements in the lab. I'm more of the kind of cook who throws heaping spoonfuls of spices into the dish and let my tongue taste its way through optimization of the final recipe as it cooks. There are so many easy ways to incorporate turmeric into a meal. Making soup? Turmeric works great in clear broth soups or even in creamy-based ones. One of my favorite vegetarian soups involves a mixture of turmeric, black pepper to augment turmeric's health benefits, carrots, garlic, cauliflower, and red lentils all cooked up in a hearty broth. What about other dishes? Are you a fan of yellow rice? There's no need to buy those prepackaged rice mixes. Just add some turmeric and other spices like garlic or chili pepper and black pepper to your pot of white rice as it cooks. I also love to add cardamom to my rice dish for Asian or Middle Eastern inspired flair. The lesson here is that while turmeric yields a gorgeous golden color, its flavor is not overpowering, but rather enhancing, and thus you can really easily add it as an anti-inflammatory boost to just about any meal. The utility of turmeric is not limited to the diet. Indeed, beyond its general anti-inflammatory, antimicrobial, antioxidant, and anti-cancer properties, there is a growing body of scientific evidence supporting the use of curcumin for a variety of dermatological diseases, from acne, alopecia, atopic dermatitis, facial photoaging, itch, psoriasis, and vitiligo. In various models, turmeric has exhibited activity against the development of skin cancers, and topical application of turmeric has also been found to decrease multiplicity and onset of skin tumors. Importantly, turmeric is generally recognized as safe when taken either by mouth or applied topically to the skin. But note that taking very high doses orally on the long term can lead to some gastrointestinal problems. There is a huge amount of scientific data on turmeric and its leading bioactive principle, curcumin. The laboratory and clinical studies suggest that it has a potential for therapeutic applications for a wide variety of leading chronic diseases, from inflammatory skin disease, cancer, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and neurological disorders. Yet this compound has yet to make it into the pharmacy as a Western drug due to problems with how the body is able to absorb it. The solution to this problem is so elegant and simple, though. To get the best bang out of curcumin in your healthcare routine, you literally need to eat your medicine. By adding a couple of heaping grinds of black pepper to your next turmeric-colored rice dish or soup or curry sauce, you will reap the rewards of enhanced action of turmeric on the inflammatory processes in your body. Next time on Foodie Pharmacology, we'll investigate a tall grass that keeps your sweet tooth happy. It's hard to imagine the creation of desserts and decadent pastries without this key ingredient. In fact, 70% of sugar produced globally still comes from this species. But this sweet grass comes with a bitter past that involved the enslavement and forced labor of people over the centuries. We're going to take a closer look at the complicated history, chemistry, and health impact of this plant through a lens of different cultures. So join me next time where I'll be recording from the beautiful island of Barbados in the Caribbean, where I'll be visiting historic plantation sites for Saccharum officinarum, or sugarcane. I'm Dr. Cassandra Quave, and you've been listening to Foodie Pharmacology, the podcast for the food curious, recorded in Atlanta, Georgia at the Emory University Center for Digital Scholarship. Get updates on our latest episodes by following or liking the Foodie Pharmacology Facebook page. You can subscribe to the podcast on SoundCloud or iTunes. Spread the word. Tell all of your friends. If you've got a great idea for a future show, reach out to me. You can find me on the Foodie Pharmacology Facebook page or Twitter or Instagram at Quave Ethnobot, spelled Q-U-A-V-E-E-T-H-N-O-B-O-T. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.